an AeroNews three-question survey from AOPA's annual headquarters fly-in. I'm Paul Plack, and this is AeroNews. Welcome in to the AeroNews special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. On almost any other day, this program brings you insight and opinions from aviation community leaders. Today, something different. We're turning the microphone back at you for an ANN three-question survey. Jim Campbell had three questions for pilots attending the annual fly-in at the headquarters of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association in Frederick, Maryland.
At the 2008 AOPA fly-in, a topic on the top of everybody's mind at this point, how bad is the fuel situation going to get? How are fuel prices affecting you and your flying?
How is fuel prices affecting me as a pilot? My flying is down about, total number of hours, down about a third. I'm very fortunate that I got my CFI rating and I do that part-time, so that's keeping my total number of hours up. I do see a definite reduction in the number of new students we're getting, and it's due to the cost. In 1998, our Cessna 152 rented for $33 an hour. Our DA-20s now rent for $105 an hour. How many people can afford that? So we need to work on some solutions for that.
I'm a recreational pilot. I do this for my own enjoyment, and it's really cut into it. I'm down, you know, if I fly an hour a month these days, I feel lucky.
Right now, I'm a flight instructor on light sport aircraft, so we're only burning between 4 and 5 gallons per hour. So I think in the future, you're going to probably see a lot of folks move more toward the light sport aircraft. So that's what I'm doing right now.
Are you seeing people making decisions on light sport aircraft because of the cost?
Yes, I do see a lot more starting to look at that side of aviation, because really with $5 and $6 a gallon for fuel an hour, you know, I mean, that's going to be pretty high for a lot of people.
Well, my lean out procedures have gotten real good. But it's tough. You got to budget more. You just got to factor that in, and hopefully everything will stabilize and normalize here.
Right now, it's not affecting me any. I just do it for pleasure, go when I need to go, and I'm just paying the cost right now. Eventually, I would imagine it's going to affect me and everybody else. There's no end in sight, I guess.
That's a good question. We try not to look at the fuel bill. We just jump in the airplane and go fly and do what we want. I have found that lately, on a marginal day, I'm not going flying. Mm-hmm. I'll save my flying for the little better days. So, am I flying the same number of hours? Maybe not quite. It's hard to say if I'm cutting back. I'm not cutting back, but like I said, on the marginal days, I just don't go flying. We charge it, put it on the credit card. She pays the bill. I try not to look. If, okay. If a kid wants to go flying, we take the kid flying. That's the end of the story.
There you go.
See what I mean?
Yeah. I'm flying less and less, unfortunately. It's really affecting everyone. Yeah, it's a bad situation. I think it should be addressed. Unfortunately, this airport probably has one of the most expensive fuels around, and I'm based here.
Well, it's hurting us a little bit personally because of the cost. I own a DC-3, so right now we're just about grounded. And the company that I fly for, we're having to be very careful where we buy fuel and think about where we're going to buy fuel and try to save some money, because it is hurting our operating costs and it's jacking up our fees and it's slowing our business down a little bit.
Actually, I fly for sport, and I have to say I'm very fortunate, so it's not affecting me too much. Much higher, or if I do a whole lot more flying than I do, it is a concern.
It makes it harder because I'm a student pilot, and so it just brings up the cost of training. But, you know, if it's something that you really want to do, you're going to do it.
Right now, I'm still flying, but at some point there's going to come a time that it's going to have an effect on just how much flying I can do. But I'm with an aero club at Fort Meade, and they're trying to hold the prices as low as they can, but it's sneaking up on everybody, so it will eventually have an effect.
Well, I'm in a fractional situation, so the fuel cost isn't directly. I bought it on a yearly basis, so it's not quite as dramatic for me, but I'm sure the rates will go up for next year, and so we'll have to, we're coming right around the corner, we'll have to pay that piper. But yeah, it definitely affects your destination choices. You take a look at which airports you're landing at a lot more now, as far, you know, based on fuel price. A lot of times there's big swings in fuel price. So it has a good it's having at least some effect on it right now.
there's less disposable income. How's that? The prices are going up. It's making it a little more expensive to fly. We've, as a flight club, we fly our aircraft at cost. We don't try to make a profit, and so we simply have to raise our rental rates as a result of that, from $3.50 a year ago to $5 now. It's added a couple dollars to our rental rates, but if you really love flying, you find out a way to do it. So it's maybe one less hamburger or one less beer, so we get it done.
We'll be back with two more questions in our informal pilot survey at the AOPA headquarters fly-in. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Plack. Let's go back to ANN's Jim Campbell in our three-question survey at AOPA.
At the 2008 AOPA fly-in in Frederick, Maryland, there was plenty to see. Amazing planes, amazing programs, amazing products. So we had to ask the obvious question, what's the coolest thing you saw at the 2008 AOPA fly-in?
The coolest thing is the Fury. Absolutely. I love that Fury. That's a type of airplane I like.
Meeting Corky Fornoff is the coolest thing.
Well, I want an Eclipse 500, a personal one, okay? That's probably, I love jets. The very light jets are probably the area that I like. Especially they now have a single engine one out there, prototype. So that's probably the area that I would love to get into.
The jet with one engine in the middle of the V-tail.
The Eclipse
jet, definitely. That's pretty cool. It's like, I want it in black with a Batman logo.
Right, as an aeronautical engineer, that's a dream come true. People like me design them all the time, but to actually come here and see one and feel and touch it is a thrill for me.
I love the proliferation of the light sport airplanes. I don't fit into a lot of them, but it's great to see all of them showing up and all the people around them. Someday they'll start building big brothers I fit into really well.
Well, I just got here, but the main things I see are all the light sport aircraft. They're taking over the area, and they're doing great. I mean, there's a lot of them out there, a lot of availability. Hopefully that'll keep the cost down for everybody, fuel and everything. So.
Oh, wow, that's a hard question to answer. I think all these airplanes around us all here are pretty cool. The L3 Smart Deck panel is pretty cool, and it's all good. It's all good.
I have a tendency to look at electronics. I'm an electronic engineer, but you look at the new development in airplanes, and it's just fantastic. The LSAs and everything, even the corporate style things, but they're nice. It's a growing business, but the most interesting is the advances in electronics.
Well, I haven't been here very long, so everything is cool. That's why I enjoy coming over here, because there's so many things to see and activities to get involved in. But these new aircraft, I've been flying for a lot of years, and I've been out for a little bit of time. I'm getting back into it. Everything is glass cockpit, and I'm still used to the old analog, so I'm learning. I've got to learn how to use these glass cockpits. So that's fascinating to me.
That's a tough question for me, because I haven't had a chance to get out from under my exhibitor position here. But I did get a chance to go in and visit the AOPA headquarters. And inside there, it was a madhouse. There are people all over the place. I tried to go into one of the seminars, and it was packed. So it must have been a really good seminar, but I didn't get in on time. But there's some really cool aircraft here on the tarmac. So, I hope sometime today I'll get a chance to walk around.
Well, I'm partial to the King Air 90 GTI right now because we bought a new one, and we'll have an October delivery. We're going to be flying that on charter, so that's what's cool as far as I'm concerned, although there's plenty of other cool things going on here.
I just got here, and I think you're looking at it right now, but I just came over to check out these Cirruses. Pretty excited about these airplanes. They're pretty neat.
The coolest thing was the Garmin Cirrus SR22. That really looks great.
System.
Yeah, the perspective system looks great. Can't wait to get behind one of those cockpits and fly it. They keep pushing the ball forward every year, and it's great for general aviation. It's great for pilots to have this competition and the constant innovation.
At the 2008 AOPA fly-in, what kind of job is AOPA doing for you?
AOPA is doing a great job because they're the advocate right now in Washington, D.C. about the issues that are very important to us general aviation flyers. And if it wasn't for them, then we probably wouldn't have a voice at all in Congress or on the Hill or what have you.
Well, if you look at AOPA from maybe 15 years ago, I didn't really think it was a great organization then. If you look how it grew up, especially after 9/11, I think they're doing a superb job. I really am proud of them.
AOPA is doing as good a job as I can hope for from any organization. I mean, they really are spending my membership dollars well. They spend a lot of time down on Capitol Hill fighting the good fights. And a lot of the other stuff, like fuel prices, are just out of their control.
I've been with them several years. I can't recall just how many, but I love what I get from them. So I think they're doing a great job.
I think OPA is doing a great job. They're really the best voice we have for general aviation. A lot of different issues come up that we as individual pilots are unprepared to face or resolve, and AOPA looking out for us really keeps our planes in the air.
I think they're doing a good job. I really enjoy the electronic newsletters and the flight training magazines.
On a day-to-day basis, they come out with the Camp David NOTAM when it expands and doesn't expand. I'm out of Hagerstown Airport, which is right next door, so that's where I get that information. So on a very day-to-day basis, that would be the main thing that I see.
It's doing great. I'm an AOPA member, and they do a lot for general aviation, and I'm very pleased with what they do.
AOPA is doing a wonderful job for me, and I think for general aviation. There's a lot of folks in government who would like to put a lot of restrictions on us, and AOPA is, in many ways, our organization in general aviation. Pilots are sort of the ultimate minority in a way, and they represent our interests, and I think they do it very well.
Well, I think they're doing a good job. I keep in touch with what's going on by their monthly publication, obviously. I'm here to listen to what Phil Boyer is going to talk about today. I know that they're the benchmark for general aviation worldwide, and I know a lot of other countries don't have what we have here in the United States.
I think they're doing great. I've been a member since 1980, and I've never had any problems, any questions I've had. They've always been able to answer them, and they're on our fight for general aviation.
Well, for me, AOPA is helping in terms of aircraft ownership, aircraft buying, but also they help to keep the price of flying down at a level where people can afford it. People are talking about raising fees, charging fees, and AOPA is out there fighting for us private pilots so that we don't have to pay fees that are basically unfair and will make flying unaffordable.
I think they're doing a great job. We've been very happy. I've been a member for about 35 years, and I'm based here at Frederick, so I know everybody that works there, so they're doing fine as far as I'm concerned.
I think AOPA is doing a great job. It's very important to have a representative with the government of regulations, particularly with the TFRs and the restrictions that are going on. And AOPA does a very nice job. I support them wholeheartedly.
Watch for us at events in the future. Do you see our microphone coming your way? You're about to be a star. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.